Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. Fantastic. How are you?
Very good.
That's good. How's it all going so far? How's the premieres and everything and the excitement?
Well, it's been going really well and lovely to share it with all the cast and crew and friends and family who've been coming. And tonight we have another one in Melbourne. And no, it's absolutely lovely to be part of the celebration of launching this movie and getting such nice feedback. So, yeah, it's been great.
Well, I really, really enjoyed the film. I was, I've always been a big fan of Elvis and loved his music. My dad's best friend always played the music around me, so I definitely grew up with it, and it did feel like I was watching him on screen when Austin was up there. So, yeah, it was great.
I mean, Austin is truly extraordinary in the role, and he really finds something totally human. He reveals a humanity that I find so touching and emotional.
Yeah, and you can see when he, like, even in interviews that I've watched over the past few days with him in it, you can see that he just loved it. He was in it. He loved the experience. He still drops in and out of the voice a little bit, so he's still not quite out of it yet. And yeah, you can see that he really loved the experience. You're a producer on this. You're a costume designer. You're a production designer. It feels like you've picked yourself some of the hardest jobs on a film set. Do you have a preference?
I think all of the roles are important to me and rewarding in their different ways. I mean, when you're actually shooting every day, you know, the majority of your time is spent in the design world. But I enjoy all the aspects. You know, I like being part of the kind of overall gesture as a producer, and I enjoy being in the nitty-gritty of costumes and sets as well.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously when working on Elvis and doing your research for the costumes and the sets and et cetera, did you get much access to the archives, like up at Graceland? Did Priscilla open the door and say, go for it? Or how did it work for you?
Well, we were really lucky. We were allowed into the archives a number of times and went to Graceland a number of times. And the head archivist, Angie, was incredibly helpful, not only on our visits, but throughout the prep and into the shoot. And, you know, the poor thing was constantly badgered for details or for specifics about various things. So, yes, the access to those places was really, really important because it gave us so much information on which to base so many decisions, whether they be story decisions and how the clothes and the environment might intersect those decisions.
Definitely. Now, because you got access to those archives, were you allowed to, was there anything that in the film of Elvis's that was real, like a ring or a belt or anything you borrowed, or was everything created?
No, everything was either created or, you know, they were objects in Elvis's home that you could actually buy off first dibs. They were, you know, that whether, you know, like there are monkey, porcelain monkey statues that you can still purchase, you know, because they were Italian and they were made in a number of examples. So those were purchased. But no, I mean, the costume, the, you know, Elvis's jumpsuits are, you know, obviously extremely precious.
Yeah.
And, you know, are old now. You know, they're 50 years old, some of them. So you'd be wanting to keep them archived. So, yes,
definitely.
We were, yeah.
Yeah. So you had to recreate a lot of real places in this film, like the International Casino and Hotel and Elvis's house and et cetera. Which one was your biggest challenge to get right?
Well, I think everyone's focus was on Graceland because it's so well known and fans have combed every inch of the grounds. So there was a real focus on getting the exterior of Graceland and the interior of Graceland right, because obviously that was so central to Elvis's life. So we did a survey of the topography of all around the house, and we tried to match it as much as possible on location, you know, with the right sun path. We did a lot of plotting of all the plants around the house, trees, all the species that are specific to Graceland, and tried to reproduce those as closely as possible in the plantings. And also we added some foreground trees, knowing what the species was, how tall they would have been at the time, because obviously now they're taller, and visual effects had to make all these digital trees that reproduced the species of tree that existed at the time in Memphis.
Yeah, well, the people that do your computer graphics CGI work's incredible on all of your films, especially like Gatsby and all that. It always looks incredible, and all the set extensions and stuff that you do as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to run out of time in a second, but I've never talked to an Oscar winner before. So I want to ask this question. Where do you keep them?
So at the moment, they're in storage in my house in New York, and they kind of travel around the house. Sometimes they're on a bookshelf that's in our music room, and I'm not quite sure why they migrated to the storeroom downstairs, but it may have been that we were moving the piano or something, and we wanted them to be put away so they didn't get damaged. But they're awfully heavy,
okay,
and I'm not quite sure how you could damage them. They're much more likely to damage the piano than the piano is likely to damage them. They weigh a ton.
Oh, well, one day I hope to hold one. We'll see. I'll have to go to the new Academy Museum.
Yeah, absolutely. And you won't believe how heavy they are.
Well, Catherine, I really appreciate you taking a bit of time with me. Good luck with the film's release. I'm sure it's going to go really well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.